Father, that it may bring help, God, that would only come from you. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to grow spiritually. Father, Lord, each time that we gather together in your house, Father, I pray that we'd grow closer and closer, God, unto you. And Father, I'm asking now, God, for your anointing, God, to be upon my body. Father, I cannot stand and I cannot do anything, Lord, without your Holy Spirit, Father, being upon me and speaking through me. Father, let my mouth be a mouthpiece, and Lord, speak and at this word of God through me tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd bless this hour, and I pray, Lord, that you'd help somebody tonight. And Father, we'll give you all the praise, we'll give you all the glory. And Father, I don't want to fail to thank you for Calvary. And I don't want to fail to thank you for and at the rusty nails and the old pieces of timber that my Savior had to endure, that a sinner like me might be saved. I thank you for that tonight, Lord. And God, I bless your holy name. Help us now, Lord, and we'll give you all the praise. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen, amen. And amen. Tonight I'm going to try to be faithful and add unto God and speak what God's laid in our hearts. And as we went through this day, I've tried to seek and at what God would have us to and at show you and that through the Word of God tonight. And I just want to say tonight that I'm so thankful and that tonight that I not only have been saved, but I have been given this precious Bible. And that tonight I'm glad that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm glad tonight that it will cut and divide even the marrow and that in bone, hey, listen, of a man. And that tonight I'm glad to say that not only will it cut you and that, but friend, it'll also help you and that it'll heal you tonight. And I'm thankful for that. I want to say tonight that not only am I thankful for the Word of God, but tonight I want to say I'm thankful for the church. I'm thankful for the body of Christ tonight. How many of us thankful for the unity of the body of Christ? I'm thankful for the body. I'm thankful for the not only just the thumb, but I'm thankful for every member and out of the body of Christ tonight. And I want to say that come what comes along, and that was such a thing as that, as friend, as we've all came from different walks of life, we've all been in different situations, we've all been through things, maybe some things, dear friends, are similar, some things may be different. But tonight I want to say this, friend, we all have a walk that we can stand and we can tell of our story. I'll never forget, Tim, the first time that I ever stood and preached. I preached on a message, John 3:16, and that, listen, and it was titled Our Story. We've been given a story through what Jesus did on Calvary. We've been given our own storyline for what God has done for us in our life. Now you say, preacher, where are you going with this? I want to say tonight, because of our different walks and because of our different situations, tonight I'm glad to say, and listen to me, we can be glad and we can rejoice tonight together for a testimony. I'm talking about a testimony tonight that only God can give a man. I'm glad that my mom and daddy didn't give me a testimony. They birthed me into this world, Doug. But when God birthed me again into the family of God, I was given something that I could talk about and that I could share with all of this world. Oh, you listen to me tonight, friend. The Bible speaks over there in the Gospels of how, and that Jesus, when he sent his disciples and that into the world, and you listen to me, Jesus walked with them boys, he talked with them boys, and he ministered to them boys. And dear friend, tonight I'm glad to say that when Jesus departed, oh listen, he wanted to tell them something, Dave, and he said, listen, he said to go ye
me into all the world. Amen. And to teach and to preach. Hey, listen to every living creature. And tonight, friend, I want to say this, that we've all got a job and that we need to be doing. What are you talking about? Tonight I want to say, you say, well, I ain't called to be a Sunday school teacher or a preacher. But friends, you have been chosen and that to tell somebody about your story. About your story. Boy, that's pretty simple tonight, is it not? And that Jesus, he didn't really ask a whole lot of us. He said, keep my commandments. And not only that, he said to spread the gospel. He said to tell every living creature. And I want to say tonight, and that I want to just go a step further in that thing. And I want to say tonight, and I've said it before, and that, listen, friend, if we can't, and that you say, how do I get started telling somebody about my story? How do I get started telling somebody about my testimony? Friend, I want to tell you that you need to start at home. And that if your testimony, and that don't have any power with you and your family, then it'll not have no power out here in this world.
Come on, brother.
You may say, oh, preacher, I don't understand that tonight. If you really got saved and you've really been born again, let me tell you, it'll do something for your home.
Amen.
And not only will it make a difference in your home, but it'll make a difference in your actions in church. Amen. And that tonight I want to say this. I just don't understand that, and that how a Christian can live a Christian life and not go to church. I don't understand that tonight. And that the Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Friend, tonight I'm thankful for church. Somebody told me one time, I've been hurt in church and I'm turned off by the hypocrisy of church. But friend, I want to tell you, if you get your eyes in the right place and get your mind on the right thing, I said tonight, somebody can enjoy going to church tonight.
Amen.
People wants to look at all the faults. People wants to look at all the failures. I'm going to tell you, folks, we have lots of faults. We have lots of failures. There is not a perfect church in this world. But tonight I'm glad we've got a perfect Savior. Dear friend, that's who the focus ought to be. Don't be worried about what Sally Mae's wearing. And don't matter about what John, what kind of face John made to you on Sunday morning. Friend, just
Amen.
Come in here and worship God
Amen.
Like you're supposed to worship. Worship God, and God will honor that. And friend, you might just see something happen in the church.
Amen.
Boy, that's good tonight. I'm thankful for that. But listen to me tonight, friend. We've all been given a story. We've all been given a direction and a path in our life. Now, can I just take a moment in that tonight? I want to say this, and God just really didn't give us any opening scripture to read tonight. I hope that's all right. But tonight, I want to say this in a revelation over there, and that God just brought this to our remembrance. Friend, it says that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Friend, it's by that and by that alone. Hey, listen, honey, that we're going to press on through this life. And the reason why we've got something to tell somebody about. If it wasn't for the blood of the Lamb, who's the Lamb? Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for the Lamb, then we'd not have anything to tell.
Right.
Is that not right? But it was by the blood, by the stripes, by, hey, listen, His wounds. Hey, listen, friend, He purchased us on Calvary. And because of that, our story, if we've accepted that, and that has already started. And that it depends on you tonight, friend, of how your story's going to end. And tonight I want to say, I want you to realize that this world is watching you. They're looking at your steps. They're looking at the words you speak. They're looking at your actions that you take.
Amen.
And let me tell you what the devil would love to do tonight. He'd love to squash somebody's testimony.
Amen.
Somebody down here at Galilee, he'd love. You done got a bullseye on your back if you're saved.
That's right, brother.
And the devil would love to run a spear right through your testimony. I'm talking about, hey, he's the adversary tonight. Hey, friend, he's the enemy. He's the accuser. And he's the one, dear friend, that's after us. Friend, we ain't just running from, hey, listen, that booger man under your bed. But listen, tonight you're running. Hey, if you're running at all, you're running from the adversary. But tonight it's time somebody stand up and say, I've got power for God. And I've got power for the blood. And I got power in my testimony.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you what, I'm about tired of hearing, Doug. I'm about tired of people saying, well, my testimony ain't much. My testimony ain't much. So I ain't been through what somebody else has been through. I didn't have to go through the valleys that old so-and-so had to go through. And that I've heard it before, Christians, where they say, hey, I've just been in church all my life. I got saved at a young age. And I've been in church all my life, every Sunday and every Wednesday night. And when the doors is open, Mom and Daddy drug me to church. And I've been in church every day of my life. I ain't got no testimony. Friend, that's the best testimony you can have tonight. You'll rejoice over that. You can rejoice over that. And you can be thankful that God kept you from some things.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, I had to go through a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache. And I wish I'd been in church all my life. But that wasn't the situation. That's not my story tonight. But tonight, friend, I don't know your I know a lot of your stories from your testimonies and what you've said or what you've said in passing or just even looking on your actions. A lot of times you ain't even got to say anything. But tonight, friend, I'm going to tell you, friend, listen, and that sometimes our actions will make bigger of an impact than us speaking words will. But tonight I'm going to tell you, and that by the actions that we make is by the words of what our testimony means to
Amen.
Us.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And tonight I can't say that I was a son of a Bible thumper daddy and a
praise God.
Just hardcore praying mommy. I can't say that tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Mom and daddy was in church for a short time, but hey, listen. You got to realize I was 8 years old when I got out of church, and it was 8 years before I ever got back in. But tonight I can look back and I don't have to ponder or I don't have to be stuck in the past. Somebody better shout amen that you ain't got to be stuck in that pondering on the things and of how things used to be. But God's done sent deliverance from that. God's done sent a rescue boat, amen, from that old man, from those old ways, from the things that's happened in the past. God's done erased them tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And you can look forward.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. You can look forward.
Amen. Forward.
You can look forward. And tonight I want you to realize something. I'm going to give you just a few scriptures. And a lot of them now, God just give me these scriptures. And I didn't really just do a whole lot of studying, dear friend, on these scriptures. But I'm just going to try to be faithful and that to what God wants us to say tonight. I stuck some bookmarks and that in my Bible. And if God wants me to say them, He'll let me say them. But friend, I'm going to tell you tonight, hey, listen, and that it's time that somebody say something and that about what God's done for them. Amen. And that, let me read this one first. And that in Isaiah chapter number 32. I'm going to start in verse number 1. And that the Bible said, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and the princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place, and that from the wind. And that in a covert, and that from the tempest, as the rivers of water in a dry place, and that as a shadow of a great rock, and that in a weary land, and the eyes of them shall that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. But listen to verse 4. It said, the heart also of the rash, and that shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of stammers, and that shall be ready to speak plainly. Hey, friend, tonight I'm going to say this, and that it's time to get over our stammering. When somebody asks you about the Lord, it's time to stand up, and that in boldness. I said Holy Ghost, old-fashioned boldness, and I didn't say yes, and that Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, I'm not ashamed for what the Lord has done for me tonight. Oh, it's time that our tongue starts to stop stammering. And that when it comes time to talk about the Lord, I'm going to tell you, friend, I've seen young Christians and that get saved. And then somebody, God opened a door and they would never know learning. And that with them, they never got any good preaching. They never got in the Word strong enough. And that when God opened a door to tell of the testimony God give them, and they didn't do nothing but stammer and stutter and couldn't get it out. But honey, tonight if you'll pray and you'll see God and you'll get in His precious Word, tonight God will fill your lips. I said God will fill your lips with the words you'll have to say. Amen. I'll never forget the first time I ever told anybody about Jesus after I got saved. I was working at Denzel Manufacturing, and there's a young man there I hired in with, and old Josh, he had turned his back on the Lord, said he'd been saved, and he turned his back on the Lord and forsaken the Lord. And then he began to believe in these things. And that, hey, listen, science and all these things explaining the Big Bang Theory and all this and that. And I ain't going to get in all that tonight. And that, but I told Josh one night, I'll never forget when I got saved. I walked in and Josh, he said, "You have a good day." And that, hey, listen, I told him the best thing in my whole entire life happened to me today. And that, he said, "What are you talking about?" Oh, I say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hey, listen, honey. I said, God saved me. And then from hell, he looked at me funny and said, "You've lost your mind, Cody. You've been pulled over to one of them." I said, "Then bless His holy name that I'm one of them. If that's what it takes, then that's what I want to be tonight." I said, "I'm glad I'm saved." Said, I told him, I said, "I've never felt like this in my entire life." And boy, he looked at me. Well, and I'll never forget, a couple nights went by and we was on third shift. And I said, "Josh," I said, "I need to ask you something." I said, "Are you sure you've been saved?" And he just had a blank stare on his face. And I had fought the Lord, and I had questioned the Lord, and I had wondered and pondered on what God had had me to say for that whole shift that night at work. And I thought, I'm going to mess it up, and I ain't going to say the right things. But you listen to me tonight, friend. Oh, listen, glory be unto God. And then I stepped out of my booth, and I walked back. I'm not bragging on Cody Harris tonight. I'm bragging on what my God has done for me in my life tonight. Hey, I say somebody ought to bless him. Somebody ought to rejoice over what God's done for you. And boy, old Josh, I said, "Son, are you sure you've been saved?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to tell you. Now, listen. Can I tell you, if Josh was saved in that moment, I believe he was, because he was later on, he sent message to me. This is after I left Denzo and I got out of there. He sent message to me by a woman I went to church with to be sure and let Cody Harris know that Josh had rededicated his life unto the Lord and that he was back in church. And he said, "I want to thank Cody Harris, but I ain't lifting him up. I want to thank God for speaking through Cody Harris that night, and that I need to hear what God can do and what God's still able to do in our lives." And boy, old Josh, I'll never forget, I said, Josh, are you sure you're saved? And he said, Cody, I've turned away from that life. He said, I used to love church and I used to love the Lord. And he said, but I ain't got no faith in it no more because of the people that goes to church. And I said, why is that? And I remember just as clear as day. And if you talk to me a lot, and you get to talk to me a lot, sometimes I'll stutter. Even in my preaching, sometimes I'll stutter like. And that's just, I don't know what it is tonight. But listen to that, friend. I want to tell you that I did not stammer. I did not stutter. And that when I began to speak to Josh that night, and I told him, I said, you know the Lord loves you. And he said, yeah. He said, that's what they tell me. He said, but listen. He said, how do you feel about a preacher, and that who I seen, he was my pastor, he said, and that down at the beer store, getting him a 12-pack of beer, and that I didn't know what to say, Brother Dave, but I said these words, and it must have been what God wanted, because it's what I said. I said, listen, he must have not been much of a man of God. Friend, I'm telling you tonight, it's time, and that if you really God what you thought, what you're saying you got, then it's time we act like we got it. And that friend, it's time that he do something for us. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you. Josh said, I just ain't got no faith in people like that anymore. And I'll never forget that day when Sister Flip Reynolds walked up to me in Mount Calvary's in that foyer of the church, and she said, I got a message from Josh. Boy, you talking about heavenly angels singing. Huh?
Amen.
You talking about a meeting with the Lord in the foyer of the church.
Amen.
And that I said, praise God, praise God. And that friend, I don't claim none of the glory. I don't claim nothing of it. And that I give all the glory to the one who deserves all the glory. And friend, tonight I'm going to say, oh, if we'll get like what Isaiah was speaking of, out of the stammering tongues, and we'll begin to profess. Oh, listen what Jesus has done for us. I want to say Christians don't even know how to testify anymore. They don't even know how to give a testimony anymore. A friend, it's like they forgot. But friend, can I tell you tonight, it's time we get it back in our remembrance.
Amen.
Of how good God's been. I say God is better than good to me tonight. Bless His holy name for His goodness tonight.
Amen.
And it's by His goodness.
Amen.
Tonight that I am able to stand and give my testimony and testify and that of the good things that God's done and that for me in my life. Friend, I want to tell you now, tonight, dear friend, that oh God, and that has told us to publish and that what our story is. You say, well, hey, you say, preacher, not everybody wants to hear what my story is. It don't matter if they want to hear it or not. It's time somebody get enough gall and backbone about you tonight to stand up and say, no matter what the ridicule, no matter what the mockery is, I'm going to say something for
Amen.
Jesus. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you may get doors slammed in your face.
That's right. You may.
People may tell you you're crazy and you're Amen. Stupid and all this other stuff. I'm telling you the real world right now, friend.
Yeah.
Him boys over at work says, Cody, you're just too radical.
Praise God.
You just tore up and been out of shape, is what that one boy told me the other day. He said, you just tore up and been out of shape. I said, no, I ain't. I'm happy.
That's right.
I'm full of joy.
Yeah.
And he said, well, he said, you can simmer it down a little bit every now and then.
Don't
I said, no, I can't either. Because if I simmer down a little bit and somebody else simmers down a little bit, then what about them people that's lost and on the way to hell? I said, what about them people that's lost and on the way to hell? And that if I don't get tore up, and if Galilee don't get tore up, and then what about the people in your family, and your friends, and your co-workers? Hey, listen, and the person you'll pass at the grocery store, when God speaks to your heart. What about them? Huh? Listen what the Bible says. Publish. Psalms 26, the Bible says this. I'm going to start at verse number 1 just like I did the last one. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity, and I have trusted also in that in the Lord. Yes. Therefore I shall not slide. I'm glad tonight God's keeping me from sliding. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, some people slid so far they don't know how to climb back to where God is. Can I tell you, boy, I'm telling you tonight, friend, I'm going to stop right there and run me a rabbit real quick. Haley and I had a birthday party one time back when we was in her younger years, and then she put a big slip and slide on the big hill in her backyard, and boy, I'm telling you, we had mud in our ears. I had mud up my nose. I had mud. I went running out of the back porch. They said, Cody, what are you doing? I told them I wasn't getting on that slip and slide, and I come running out of the back porch, James, whoop, off that hill I went. I went down through her. I had mud in my eyes. I had it, listen, honey. I had it in my armpits, bless God. I'm telling you, I had mud all over me. And I began to think, and I backed out earlier, and that sliding. I'm glad God will keep you from sliding in the mud. I'm glad He'll keep you back out of that mud and that mire and that clay you used to be in. I said, bless His holy name. And that boy, we had it all over us. And I begin to think about that, how God, He'll keep all that stink and all that nasty off of us.
Amen.
Anybody glad for the forgiveness of God?
Amen.
Hey, has anybody backslid? I'm going to be honest tonight. I backslid on the Lord. And then I've been in a bad place with God before. Not long after I saved, I was backslid. But honey, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm glad, and I got a surety tonight of what I got, Curtis. Because if when I slid, God didn't catch me, that means there wasn't nobody there to get me in the first place. But when I slid, honey, He was still there, still in the same spot where I left Him. And honey, He brought me back out of that old mess. Oh, David said He took him out of that old miry clay, pit of clay, and set His feet upon a solid foundation, and said that He established His goings. Oh, I say, bless His name tonight. And that you don't have to hang your head low, and that over your muck and your mire that you used to have. Honey, take off them shoes. Anybody been ever stuck in the mud? If you got a shoe on, it'll hold you. But if you take it off, honey, God, hey, listen, I say hallelujah to His name. If you'll take it off, get it off. Oh, God will do the rest.
Amen.
Amen. I'm saying get it off. I say get it off tonight.
Amen.
Somebody said, I can't shake it. It's still hanging over my head. Ain't nobody hanging over your head except for the devil.
That's
and
right.
It's time somebody tell him to shut up.
Amen.
And let him go back to hell where he belongs.
Amen.
Honey, I'm telling you, I say blessed be the name of God on this Wednesday night, a midweek prayer meeting, that somebody get stirred up and shake off those things that's been holding you down, those things. Hey, and that you say, I can't scrub it off, preacher. The blood done wiped it off.
Amen.
I said, the blood done covered it.
Oh,
the blood done took care of it tonight.
Hallelujah.
The blood.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you tonight, Taser. Anybody ever had any steel wool took to you? Got something on you? Only thing get off, just old steel wool. Huh? Hey, I've had some pain on me and different things before. I go up there in Mama's kitchen sink, she had an old thing of steel wool, and I regretted it afterwards. But that just shows you how smart I am tonight. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes that old steel wool wouldn't even get it off. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I don't know. Boy, I've done got hung up on this tonight. Boy, I'm telling you, somebody ought to rejoice over and at the Lord not letting you slide. I'm thankful tonight that God's got me kept in the palm of His hand. He's got me. He's got His arms around my body and around my life tonight. Oh, and the Lord said,
Therefore, in verse number, I didn't even get out of verse number one, did I? Therefore, I shall not slide. But he said, examine me, O Lord, and prove me.
Yes.
Try my reins and my heart.
Yes.
For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither shall I go in with dissemblers. I want to say tonight, friend, when you get saved, you'll find you another bunch to hang out with.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. David said, I got away from that bunch. But listen, he said, I'm not set with them. He said, I've not been with the vain person or the disassemblers. But listen, he said, I have hated the congregation of evildoers. I say it's time somebody say something against the evildoers. It's time somebody stand up and say homosexuality ain't right. It's time somebody stand up and say we need to put God back in our schools and back in our homes. And back in our courthouses.
Amen.
And back in the White House.
Amen.
And I'll go a step further. It's time we let God back in the church.
Hey.
It's time we let God have what belongs to Him.
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's time somebody say something about the evildoers. Can I tell you that a testimony go real good with what the Lord's done for you, is also just go ahead and say, well, I'm going to tell you what I ain't going to stand for too. I'm telling you, friends, it's time that we tell somebody in the alcohol crowd that it's going to kill them.
Amen.
And they're going to go to hell.
Amen.
It's time we tell somebody in the meth crowd that meth's going to kill them. And they're going to go to hell without Jesus. I'm telling you tonight, it's time somebody tells a fornicator that it's time to get right with God, or they'll go to hell. Friend, it's time somebody say something about the evil that's in our world.
Amen,
amen. 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 But I ain't got where I'm going yet. Hold on. But he said, I have hated the congregation of evildoers. And he said, I'll not sit with the wicked.
Praise God.
Oh, David had a testimony. But he said this. He said, I'll wash mine hands in innocence. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord. But listen what David had to say in verse number 7. He said, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving.
Amen.
And tell. He said to tell,
yes,
of thy wondrous works.
Amen.
He said, Lord, he said, I have loved the habitation of thy house,
yes,
and the place where thine honor dwelleth.
Yes.
Can I tell you tonight, friend, that it's time somebody says how much they love God.
Amen.
And God's asking today, and I've quoted it many times, hey, listen, how the Lord spoke to Peter in John 21. And he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? And he said, yea, Lord. He said, you know I love you. How many times you told God that? Huh? The Bible says, for out of the abundance of thy heart, God knows your heart.
Amen.
Before you even know your own heart.
Amen.
And friend, I want to tell you, the Bible said the heart of man, and that is desperately wicked. And friend, I want to tell you tonight, do you love God like you say you love God?
God help us. Amen.
Because if you do, old Peter told him three times. He said, yea, Lord. He said, you know that I love you. He said, you know all things.
Yeah.
He said, go, that first time he said, go feed my lambs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Second time he said, then go feed my sheep.
Amen.
And then he said again, said he said, then go feed my sheep.
Yeah. Amen.
Tonight, some of us saints, we gotta have a whole page of scripture. Some of us thinks we got to have a whole notebook prepared of what we got to say when we get to where we're going. But tonight, can I tell you, by the power of your testimony, sometimes you just got to speak your testimony. And what Jesus has done for you personally, I didn't say what he did for your cousin or your uncle or your aunt. I said what God has done personally for you. It's time that somebody publish your testimony. Oh, David said, I'm going to say something about it. He said, I'm going to publish. He said, I'm going to publish what the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
And tonight, let me read you Matthew here, and I'm trying to hurry. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, the Bible says, behold, this is what the Lord was saying. Now listen. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. He said, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But he said, beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils. He said, they will scourge you in the synagogues. He said, and they shall be brought before governors and then in kings, and that for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Oh, but listen what he said in verse 19. He said, but when they deliver you up, take no thought of how or what ye shall speak. He said, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Anybody know about the Holy Ghost tonight? Anybody know about God using him on the inside of you? And that when you didn't know how, you said what you said, somebody back up and praise God for the Holy Ghost in your soul tonight. Hallelujah. Verse number 20, it said, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Tonight, and I want to say that if we'll just pray and we'll seek the Lord like we ought to seek the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about just going in there and saying, Lord, help me. And then going out there thinking you're ready for battle. He said, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. And I'm going to tell you, friend, I've seen a lot of good, strong Christians get their knees buckled.
Yes.
When they got in a pack of wolves. You say, well, the Lord will help me overcome. Well, you better be ready.
Yeah.
Huh? Amen. It's good to trust the Lord now tonight. Don't get me wrong. We ought to lean on him. What I preach on Sunday night, we ought to lean on him.
Yeah.
But I want you to realize something. God expects you to be ready for battle too.
Amen. He surely does.
Huh? Amen. The Lord gave the sheep a shepherd. And the shepherds watch over that sheep in the pasture. And tonight I want to tell you, friend, tonight that shepherd, and that is to help that sheep, because I'm going to tell you tonight, if you ain't real careful, the sheep will get dumb.
Yeah, they will. Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Don't you die on me yet.
Bless you, Lord.
Somebody's going to get mad. Say, preacher, call me dumb tonight.
Praise God.
Get your heart right with the Lord and you'll understand what I just said. Tonight, this world is against you.
Amen.
You are a pilgrim just passing through.
That's right, brother. Amen.
You are a stranger to this land.
Yes.
You're not wanted here. I said you are not wanted here.
That is true, brother. Amen.
And Christians are setting up camp for good and they're getting comfortable.
Oh, God help.
Abraham had to have his bags ready at any time.
Right.
God to send him where he was headed to. Tonight we're headed somewhere.
Amen.
And we may have to pack the tent up. And we may have to stake him stakes down a few times in this walk of life. But I want to tell you tonight, friends, you're going to reach your destination before long.
Amen.
I'm thankful for our church tonight. And I'm thankful that we have liberty to testify. Amen. If somebody so pleases by the liberty of the Lord to do so, you can testify of what God's done for you.
Amen.
And tell your testimony. But I'm going to tell you that there may come a day when you may not have liberty in this place to give a testimony. I'm giving you reality of this world we live in, church. It may not always be possible. But tonight I want to tell you that if you'll publish it and you'll keep on going forward, oh glory, can I tell you God will do the rest? Can I tell you God will take care of the rest tonight?
Amen.
So I want us to realize tonight, boy, Paul, we can read about Paul over there in the New Testament. He wrote many of the books of the New Testament. And I want to say tonight that Paul, he made it plain and clear in our Romans chapter number 1. He said, I just want to go ahead and say before I end this first chapter that I am not ashamed.
Yes.
He said, I know where God brought me from.
Yeah.
Said, I know what I used to be. And a lot of yous in here tonight is replaying right now of what you used to be. I have replayed it all day today, Brother Dave.
God help, yes.
And I was sitting in the middle of a boat today, and I didn't think anybody was watching me. And I bowed my head, and I began to pray, and one of my best friends, who's been my best friend since we was 4 years old, popped his head over the boat and said, Preacher, what are you doing? I said, you leave me alone. I said, me and God's having a moment. And he said, praise the Lord, brother. He came back about 20 minutes. He said, did you get everything accomplished, what you need accomplished? I said, yep. I said, I was just thanking the Lord for where he brought me from.
Yes, amen.
I said, I was just thanking the Lord
amen.
From where he brought me from. And some of you are in here tonight, we're from all different walks of life. There's a lot of diversity just sitting in here amongst 40 people. A lot of diversity. And tonight, friend, each one of us alike. You say, Preacher, I ain't got much of a voice I can stand up and say. Tonight I'm going to tell you, God's give you a platform.
Amen.
And tonight, through the help and through the strength that God shall supply unto you, the least, I'm talking about the very least that we could do as a child of God tonight is tell somebody what God has done for us.
Amen.
I was really baffled and kind of puzzled. Hadn't been preaching real long. And it was a bigger church. And as a fellow walked up to me and said, Preacher, you got a moment? I said, yeah, I sure do. And we stepped off to the side and he said, can you tell me what a testimony is? Can you tell me what a testimony is? And I know my jaw hit the floor. I was so just blown away. And I told him, I said, I'd be glad to tell you what a testimony is. It's what God has done for you.
Amen.
What Jesus has done for you. Your testimony ought to start something like this. Jesus died on Calvary and shed his blood. And he was buried. And he arose again.
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
And I accepted that. And ever since I have accepted that, he's brought me a long way.
Amen.
He's done this and he's done this and he's done that and he's went so much farther beyond what I could have even fathomed in my mind. So tonight, what the Lord's laid upon our hearts tonight, And I'll give you all the scripture God's given me liberty to give tonight. But I think it'd be real good tonight if we had a little bit of a testimony service. Tonight you may be just about to bust and say, I've got to say something. Maybe tonight you're thinking, I'm going to let everybody else go first, and then if we have any time, I might say something toward the end. But tonight, this is how I feel led. This is how I feel led that we should do this service. And tonight, firstly, I want to say the Lord saved my soul.
Amen. Amen.
He saved me from hell. And I'm going to tell you tonight, friends, and you know my testimony tonight, and I ain't going to share all of it. But tonight, friend, God has delivered me from anger. God has took me from a heart that was so hard and so cold. Can I tell you that I was mad at my mother for many years? And every time I looked at her, I just got mad. But can I tell you that the very moment that God saved me, He took that anger away from me. Can I tell you, I tried to fix it myself, and it just didn't work. But He delivered me from my anger. He delivered me from myself. He delivered me from my flesh. Tonight I'm not going to go with all the, I ain't going to give details of everything God has delivered me from. But I can stand here tonight, church, as your pastor, as a man of God who God has appointed and put behind this pulpit. And I can tell you that I know, that I know, that I know without a shadow of a doubt in my heart that God saved me on January the 12th of 2012. He saved me. Washed me in His blood. And can I tell you what? Tonight, I'm gonna tell you, friend. I was sitting by. Hey, listen. Oh, glory. I was sitting by one of my best buddies in a New Testament survey class in college. And I was hearing an old Presbyterian preacher, of all people, telling us about what happened and that in the Gospels, and what Jesus had done for us. And I'm going to tell you tonight, friend, that through that Old Testament survey class, I began to ask questions and I began to move further toward where God wanted me to be saved. And I'm going to tell you what the breaking point was. God got me to a point where I had run so far and I'd went so far from God. God had sent me down in the middle of a psychology class. And I'm going to tell you tonight, and I don't mean to hurt nobody's feelings or do anything like that tonight, but psychology is one of the most ungodliest things that God, that this world has ever placed, and that in the student body of a college or high school. Ungodly. And friend, I'm going to tell you that my teacher stood before a blackboard and she said at least one time a class, that God is not real. And boy, I want to tell you tonight, I was sitting in the middle of that psychology class when God sent conviction on my heart. Yes. Long story short, God convicted me. In the middle of that woman talking and rambling, and I don't even know what she was rambling about, I run out of that class and she hollered and she said, Mr. Harris, where do you think you're going? And I did not even look back. I went to my truck, got in my truck. God just absolutely beating the door down on my heart. And I made it right past Sunrise Cemetery, Willie's Barbecue.
Yep.
God saved me. That's my testimony tonight. Not only did He save me, but He's gave me a roof above my head, mm-hmm. shoes on my feet, clothes on my back. Yep. He's gave me a wife and a baby girl. He's gave me a mom and daddy who's done everything they can to try to raise me. He's given me a mother and father-in-law that's godly examples in my life.
Praise God.
And he's given me the opportunity to try to build our family, to try to raise our family. And he's gave me, not only did he do that, but he called me to preach. Hallelujah. And he's placed me in this church, and I'm so thankful every single day that God has allowed me to be a part of Galilee Baptist Church. And that's my testimony tonight. I wasn't saved at a young age. Ain't been in church all my life. And I'm not proud of that. But tonight I give God all the glory.
Amen.
From where he's brought me from.
Amen.
So tonight, what I want to do is I want to open up the floor. This preacher right here, I'm going to get back here and I'm going to sit down on this pew. And I'm going to open the floor. And I believe it'd do some of us good if we just go ahead and just get our testimony out in the air. Can I tell you, not only will it do you good, but it may help a person sitting next to you.
Amen.
It may help a person behind you and strengthen them in their walk. So at this time, this is just what I feel led to do tonight. It may be peculiar. It may be different, but I'm going to open the floor. Anybody that's got a testimony they'd like to share, and if nobody says anything, we'll go to the house. It's just what the Lord's laid on my heart tonight. So if you've got a testimony you'd like to share, the floor is open tonight.
Brother, I don't know if anybody else is going to stand and say anything, but if they do, God bless them. I'm all going to stand and say that I love the Lord this evening.
Amen. Bless his heart.
I wasn't saved in the church house.
Bless him.
I lived a life that I'm very ashamed of. Wouldn't want to even speak about it right here and now. It don't matter.
Amen.
But I'll say this. I had come to the point to where I had completely give up.
Bless him, Lord.
God can't save me. There's no place for me. I had come from, as a youth, from a little boy,